Good morning. Welcome to another exciting daily episode of Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Christ Family Church and St. James Christian Academy Preschool through 12th grades. I'm Donalyn Curry, your host. For more information, why don't you check out our web at www.christfamilychurch.net. Now, join my husband, Pastor Jerry, as he's teaching on the power of the Word.
This is the God that we are children of. This is who is my daddy, Abba Father. And when he said, I've come to give you life more abundantly, he's talking about that's abundant life. I'm laughing with armloads of blessing. And incidentally, in Proverbs 10, the Bible says, the blessings of the Lord maketh rich, and he adds no sorrow with it. No sorrow. You see, the bank adds sorrow with it. They'll make you rich. They'll give you a loan of $1 million, but the amount of interest you're paying, there'll be a lot of sorrow behind that. The credit cards will say, ooh, here you go. You know, we've cleared you and pre-whatever they call it. I just tear them up. I cut them up. I get them all the time. You're pre-approved for $5,000, for $10,000, and they pre-approve you, but pay just miss your first payment. They will add a lot of sorrow to you because they hit 28%. Well, I don't even know how they can make that legal. Those guys should be wearing balaclavas or ski masks. Amen. Look at how it says it in the Amplified verse 6. He who goes forth bearing seed and weeping and needing his precious supply of grain for sowing shall doubtless come again with rejoicing, bringing his sheaves with him. God is a God of abundance. He's got abundant health. He's got abundant finance. He's got abundant peace. He's got abundant protection. God's got an abundance in every area of your life where you need. And you've got to start to say, hurrah, I believe my God. I trust my God. I know that he'll turn this thing around. I know that he's the God of a turnaround. And all the world will be looking at you skew, like they were looking at Israel in a six-day war. And all the enemies of Israel were saying, yeah, we got you now. And Ahmadinejad was alive then. And he was probably saying, boo, I'm glad they got him. Praise be to ever. Yeah. The world will watch like they watched Paul, the apostle, remember? He's a thief. He escaped the sea, but the viper is going to kill him because justice will be served. You see, some people, what they don't understand is sometimes when something goes wrong in your life, they blame it and say it's justice and judgment for the wrong you've done. They did that with Job. Remember? They did that with Job. And they looked at the apostle Paul and they said he escaped the sea. But because he's a bad man, the snake has bitten him and he's going to die. And the world was watching Israel in the Six-Day War. And the world was watching Israel in 1948. And the world was watching Israel when they were not a nation any longer. And the world was watching Israel in 70 AD or BC AD when the temple was destroyed and they were ransacked and kicked out of Israel. And the world was watching Israel all this time saying, yeah, judgment is coming. And the world was watching the Twin Towers when the terrorists hit and said, it's God's judgment. If that's God's judgment, I'm not scared of him. Because if all that he can do, that's 1,000 miles away. I don't know if he knows where I am. I don't know if he can hit me. He just got 3,000 people. How big is his judgment? I tell you what, when God's judgment comes in the tribulation, people are going to be crying to die. But we're not going to be in the tribulation. Are we? No. He said it's not appointed unto God's children to face the wrath of God. That's not God's wrath. You think that's God's wrath? Knocking down two towers? Are you kidding me? There was 12 people full of the devil. And they watched Paul and they said, yeah, bad boy's going to die. And they kept watching Israel. Yeah, they're going to get defeated. This is their time. And then Paul, after he shook the snake off of his hand, remember? Yeah. He sat there carrying on like nothing, making the fire and carrying on. And he didn't swell up and drop down dead. And what did they say? He must be a god. So from judgmental thoughts to wanting to praise the man. That's what happened with Israel. Go back to that verse. What was it? Verse. Just put it in one again. Put one again. Give me verse one again. I like the scripture. It's good to see it. It seemed like a dream. Too good to be true when God returned Zion's exiles. Next verse. We laughed, we sung, we couldn't believe our good fortune. We were the talk of the nations. God was wonderful to them, is what the nations were saying. And I guarantee you that they were saying that about Israel. And I guarantee you they said that about Paul, the apostle, when he was bit by the snake and he didn't drop down dead because they were watching him. And then it opened up the door for Paul to go and heal that whole place and get them all saved. Amen. Next verse. God was wonderful to us. We are one happy people.
Accredited academic excellence.
Peaceful environment.
Phenomenal music, ballet, and karate.
Cultural enrichment.
Competitive in sports, chapel, and character growth.
Are you looking for a great academic and Christ-centered school? Well, Christ Family Church has the solution for you. St. James Christian Academy. Now enrolling preschool through the 12th grade with full scholarships available.
Amen. Paul knew that God had saved him. Paul knew that he didn't have to worry about the snake biting him because he knew what Jesus said before Jesus left the earth. What did Jesus say? He said, if a viper bites you, it will not harm you. He said, if you drank something poisonous by mistake, it will not affect you. Paul knew it. Paul believed it. And Paul just shook that viper off him, and he knew the word of God, and he knew God. He met God. Remember? Face to face. And he knew God. And God of the turnaround came, and where that poison was supposed to be screaming through his veins, straight into his heart, killing the man within minutes. Nothing, absolutely nothing happened. And they were astounded. The world were astounded when Israel were not defeated. And people will be astounded when your situation turns around and they'll start saying, their God is a good God. They want a happy bunch of people. And then they'll say, I want to have that God too, because I want to be a happy bunch of people too. Isn't that the truth? Verse 4. And now God, do it again. I like that. You see, God doesn't just do it once. Well, you've run out of the blessings. He blessed you. He healed you 3 weeks ago. You can't expect anything else from him now. No. Do it again, God. God's not short on the blessing. God's not short on health and healing. He's not short on protection. He protected you when you drove here tonight, did he not? So is he not going to protect you on your way home? Because you already got your protection. Your quota's done. Your quota for healing's done. He healed you of the flu last month. So your quota for healing is done. No, God has got an abundance. His treasuries are packed, jam-packed, full to overflowing, trying to get it into your lap. But you've got to say, hurrah. You've got to get some faith and say, hurrah for God. Amen. Remember that song, Do That To Me One More Time? That's what I'm with God every day. I ask him for his blessings on a daily basis. Every I wake up in the morning, the Bible says his mercies and his goodness on you every day. So I say, hey, Lord, bless me today and bless me a whole lot today. Bless me abundantly today. Amen. And he protects me, keeps me healthy, keeps me wealthy, keeps me wise. He's not running out of the blessing. People get crazy. They think he's run out. That's it. Verse 5, I like the scriptures, man. So those who planted their crops in despair will shout hurrahs at the harvest. Now that was in the Old Testament, right? That was works. Remember that? We're now in the New Testament, the New Covenant. That's faith. Do you remember that? So you've got to shout hurrah before the harvest.
Hurrah!
See, they shouted hurrah when they got the harvest. We shout hurrah before the harvest. What is the harvest you're looking for? Health. Shout hurrah before. Why do I shout hurrah? Because in Isaiah 53:5, he said, by my stripes, you are healed. So I shout hurrah for healing. I don't wait to get healed. I've got to shout hurrah before I get healing. I don't wait for the money. I shout hurrah before it comes. This is a new covenant. Jesus has come and he's gone. And now the Holy Ghost is with us. But he's coming again. Amen. So we've got to start shouting out our hurrahs. And we don't have to keep ourselves depressed and in despair. Verse 6. Those who went away with heavy hearts will come home laughing with armloads of blessing. Wow. Come on. Can God turn your mourning into darkness? That's mourning, M-O-U-R, not M-O-R-N. Mourning. Can he turn it into dancing? Can he take away your sackcloths of ash off of you and give you garments that make you look like a splendid king or queen? Can he take away all those things that the devil's tried to destroy your life with and turn it around and give you a new life? Can God reestablish you? Some of you have lost your influence that you had with certain people because they saw something wrong in your life and they saw bad. Can God reestablish you? Can he reestablish you and then some? Yes. When Israel went in, they didn't just get what they went for. They got a whole lot more. When David went into Ziklag and he defeated the enemy, he got his family back, he got his cattle back, and he got a whole lot more. Yes. Hurrah. Hurrah. Hip, hip, hurrah. Amen. Amen. Now, let me just tell you this. First of all, it's time for your turnaround today. Amen. Not tomorrow, today. Well, how do I get my turnaround today? By getting your faith ahead of your turnaround. Amen. You see, your faith goes and then your turnaround follows. Faith goes in faith and belief and calls it and rejoices over it and dances for it and shouts out hurrah for it, and it comes. Amen. Is that right? Yes. So you've got to have your hurrah on, and then you'll get your victory or the manifestation. So I'm going to be hurrahing before. So send your faith out and start to dance a little jig. You got to get a jig on. You got to get a laugh on. You got to get a song going. Yeah. You got to get your hands in the air. You got to say, my God is an amazing God. My God has the power to change anything. Hurrah. Yay. I'm coming home with armloads of blessing. Hurrah. Yeah. Oh, my goodness. And you know, a lot of the times we're rehearsing and trying to plan our attack on the enemy and the onslaught of the enemy. Like I'm sure Israel were trying to plan and rehearse how they were going to attack these guys that were coming against them. And some of us, we rehearse and we're practicing how we're going to come against the enemy. Which doctor am I going to go to? Or which bank shall I go and try and get the money from? Or which attorney shall I use? Because I heard this attorney's that good. And you know, I need the best attorney. And you can be rehearsing all you want, but when you start giving the hurrahs to God and you start trusting and believing God, he doesn't need to get you an attorney. He is your ultimate advocate. He's your attorney. He's your lawyer. He's all of those things and a whole lot more. And he will take care of the situation. You got to put your trust in him.
Christ Family Church is dedicated to helping our community through various ministries such as our food pantry, healing school, and life groups. We invite you to experience miracles with us in your everyday life.
Thank you for joining us. We hope you enjoyed this message from Pastor Jerry Curry. If you'd like to know more about Christ Family Church, you can find us on Facebook, Twitter, and our website at www.christfamilychurch.net.